Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300. You know what that means? It means it's time to play Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, here on Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is a simple little game that we like to wrap up every week with. We have chosen four soundbites from this week's audio here on Issues Etc. We're going to play them for you, and then you get a chance to vote and choose the soundbite of the week. Now, you might choose one you agree with, disagree with, find humorous, find remarkable in some other sense. Your reasons are your own. When you vote, tell us where you're voting from, why you're voting for the one you're voting for, and which soundbite you're voting for. You can vote by giving us a call right here in the studio. We are coming to you live, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call votes get to go first. Now, the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left a place for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're not already a fan, you can just click the like button and become one there right now. Facebook.com/issuesetc. First up on Soundbite of the Week this Friday, Pastor Tom Eckstein, he was in talking with us about dealing with those who struggle with homosexuality, and he concluded our conversation with a word to the homosexual.
You know, if you're listening today and the Holy Spirit has worked through God's Word to convince you that your homosexual desire and behavior is not God's will for you, and you're broken because you've tried and tried and tried to resist your same-sex attractions, and maybe you're even involved in same-sex behavior, and you just don't know how to break out of it. What you need to know right here and now is that God loves you unconditionally. Forgiveness is already there for you in Jesus Christ. God is not going to ask you to clean up your act and become a heterosexual before he'll accept you. He accepts you here and now. And remember what the Apostle Paul said, I am the worst of sinners, and yet Christ Jesus came to save the likes of me. He came to save the likes of you and the likes of me, too, because I'm no better than you are. So if you're listening today and you're burdened by homosexual desire and behavior, then rejoice in the fact that you are forgiven through Jesus. You are holy in his sight, and you can have freedom in him. Rejoice in the salvation he's already given you.
Now, that's soundbite number one. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, all you got to do is give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Make sure you leave the reason for your vote. We'd like to know why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Stephen Parks. It is perhaps the simplest and best explanation of the Lutheran view of predestination I've ever heard.
Luther doesn't want us to find our predestination in eternity past. Luther wants us to find it in the wounds of Jesus Christ, in his word, and in his sacraments. And once we have received those and see the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness that has been shown to us in him, we then see predestination in the rearview mirror, as it were, to be an additional comfort by way of the gospel and not by way of the law.
All right, that's soundbite number two. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. This is soundbite number 3. It comes from regular guest Dr. Mike Horton. We were talking about the sufficiency of Scripture. Here's the answer to the question, what's at stake in Scripture's sufficiency?
Our salvation. It's as serious as that. We always fall back in the same direction. I think it was Charles Spurgeon who said, no one has to be taught Pelagianism. The religion of self-salvation is our default setting. And so when the church goes bad, it's always in the direction of wandering back to that self-confidence that is so characteristic of the Tower of Babel and secular civilization. And we're seeing that in the church today. It starts with all sorts of good things being added to the gospel. All sorts of good things being added to the Great Commission. And it ends up undermining the central focus of the gospel and the central mandate of the Great Commission. So we're doing all sorts of wonderful, interesting, relevant things that don't actually bring reconciliation to the world.
That's soundbite number 3, Dr. Mike Horton. What's at stake with the sufficiency of Scripture? If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Just mention soundbite number 3 and tell us where you're voting from and why you're voting. Talk back at issuesetc.org or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because here comes soundbite number 4. This one came from Pastor Jeff Hemmer during our pastor's roundtable on confession and absolution. And he's asking and answering a very simple question, one that a lot of Christians really need to know the answer to. Why should you confess your sins to a pastor?
If you didn't need to confess your sins to a man and hear God's word of absolution from a man, then God wouldn't have sent men to do just that. I mean, that's what pastors are for. Pastors get caught up in so much other nonsense, and so many people have demands on his time, and they want, you know, all kinds of different things. They want him to be an administrator, a cheerleader, a coach, an encourager, a motivator. But what he's called to be is the forgiveness guy. And so you need that forgiveness. So, yes, you need to confess your sins to a man.
All right. It's time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. We'll spend the last 10 minutes of the program taking your votes. Issues, et cetera, Soundbite of the Week. The 4 soundbites have been laid before you. Now it's up to you to pick Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. Vote by sending us an email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or by sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or by visiting our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Vote during this break. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, November the 12th. 1-877-623-MY-IE. facebook.com/issuesetc or talk back at issuesetc.org. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muskoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues, etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muskoda, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Do you wish that your pastor would preach more often from the Old Testament? Is it possible to find Christ for sinners in the Old Testament? The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for November is titled The Old Testament Collection, Preaching Christ in the Old Testament during the church year. It's an audio CD with 61 sermons preached by Dr. Ken Sherb. You can browse before you buy, issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Old Testament collection by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
And remember what the Apostle Paul said, I am the worst of sinners, and yet Christ Jesus came to save the likes of me. He came to save the likes of you and the likes of me too, because I'm no better than you are.
Luther doesn't want us to find our predestination in eternity past. Luther wants us to find it in the wounds of Jesus Christ.
The religion of self-salvation is our default setting. And so when the church goes bad, it's always in the direction of wandering back to that self-confidence.
If you didn't need to confess your sins to a man and hear God's word of absolution from a man, then God wouldn't have sent men to do just that.
All right, we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and it's time for your votes, for you to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, November the 12th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Let's see, is it going to be Pastor Tom Eckstein, A Word to the Homosexual? That's soundbite number one. Pastor Stephen Parks, A Lutheran View of Predestination. Or soundbite number three, Dr. Mike Horton, What's at Stake with the Sufficiency of Scripture? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Jeff Hemmer on Why Confess Your Sins to a Pastor? Let's see what Jeff has to say. He's calling from St. Louis. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Todd. I'm a big Mike Horton fan, but I got to go with Pastor Stephen Parks. The predestination has always been a pretty big issue with me, and I've debated many people over the years on my jobs and stuff just on that issue. And I think it's a beautiful explanation. I've always kind of explained it as a selfish doctrine, and just in terms as, you know, once we know, we have that confidence that we are elect only in Christ, that then we can look back as a rearview mirror, like he says, that, you know, explains that it gives us that comfort to know that it's completely outside of us that we are elect in Christ. And I think it was a beautiful explanation. So that's my vote.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Dan listens in North Dakota. He says, my vote, I vote for Stephen Parks on the Lutheran view of predestination. I think this really gets to the scriptural heart of the doctrine. One, as additional assurance of our salvation. And two, instruction that God has already done everything for our salvation. A Pelagian denial of predestination leaves our salvation in our own hands, and a Calvinist view robs us of assurance of our election. Most discussions on the topic of predestination are nothing more than an academic debate, but the biblical teaching gives us assurance of our salvation. Great stuff. And Dan, thanks for listening in North Dakota. Equally north in Duluth, Minnesota, Sarah says, I vote for soundbite number two. I can't get enough Jesus. Wait, I suppose they're all really about Jesus, aren't they? She says she loves Issues Etc. And Sarah, we love our listeners wherever you are. Jeff, let's see, not Jeff. Frank in Cary, Illinois says, I'm voting for number three, Dr. Mike Horton. What's at stake in the sufficiency of Scripture? In non-sola churches, that is churches that deny the full sufficiency and authority of Scripture, as their belief in Scripture alone diminishes, Christ and the gospel has all but disappeared. Jesus then becomes the Boy Scout or life coach or your boyfriend. In this denial, they then have to proclaim salvation by other means or even invent things to replace God's gift of a holy and righteous proclamation. Busy work for the unbelieving. Very well put. Frank in Cary, Illinois, thank you for listening. Don says in Junction City, Kansas, that he's voting for soundbite number two. Pastor Stephen Parks, he says, we must take comfort and stand firm on the Lutheran doctrine of predestination. There are some who teach that God has predestined some for damnation, but the Bible does not teach such a doctrine. This Calvinist view has caused a lot to fear for some Christians and rob them of the comfort they have in the gospel. All too true, Don, and thanks for listening in Kansas. It is, Paul in Milwaukee who votes for Dr. Mike Horton. He says his topic is more important than that of predestination, well presented as the pastor is the forgiveness of sins guy, to be sure, but per Matthew 28, more so a preacher and a teacher. Someday, an appeal to homosexuals should win, given the persistence of the problem, serious but effective, but affecting a minority. That appeal should include the need to repent. Most certainly should include the need to repent. Paul, thanks for listening in Milwaukee. Still time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page is facebook.com/issuesETC. You can vote there, or you can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. We're talking about things being Christ-centered and cross-focused, Christ and the gospel always being at stake. Some people believe that if you preach the Old Testament, you don't need to preach Christ. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November completely disproves that. Christ can be found in the pages of the Old Testament with great ease. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November is an audio CD called the Old Testament Collection, preaching Christ through the Old Testament, and it's recorded by regular guest Dr. Ken Sherb. You can find out more at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Old Testament Collection audio CD. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Andy's listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Andy, thanks for waiting on the line.
Hi, Todd. I'm going to vote for number one, although I think all four of them are just so right on that it's difficult to single anyone out. The reason I'm going to vote for number one is that the pastor specifically said, I'm no different than you are. I need God's grace. You need God's grace. And when we get to the idea of earning our own salvation, which one of the sound bites dealt with, that's the thing. We mustn't try to justify ourselves. God's already done it for us. And we are just as great sinners as any homosexual, and we need the same thing they need. That's the solution. That's the healing that everybody needs to be looking for.
Andy, thank you very much for voting, and very well put, smartest listeners in radio. Well, that means that the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week comes out to be, if I'm not mistaken, number two, Pastor Stephen Parks, with a brief and, I think, rather eloquent explanation of the Lutheran view of predestination.
Luther doesn't want us to find our predestination in eternity past. Luther wants us to find it in the wounds of Jesus Christ, in His Word, and in His sacraments. And once we have received those and see the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness that has been shown to us in Him, we then see predestination in the rearview mirror, as it were, to be an additional comfort by way of the gospel and not by way of the law.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number two, Pastor Stephen Parks, a Lutheran view of predestination. I think that the LPR bundle package this week's got to go to Jeff, who called us from St. Louis. Jeff, thank you very much for your vote. Thanks to everybody who voted. Jeff, if you would email us with your shirt size and your mailing address, we would be happy to send out the LPR bundle package to you for playing Soundbite of the Week. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation this weekend. We need a little more than $63,000 in order to make budget for this year. We've made budget every year since we've come back, largely due to our listeners' generosity and support, and we know that our listeners will come through again this year. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, no gift is too small. And thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2010 and going into 2011. When you go to church this weekend, do us a favor. Invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. There is assurance only in the cross of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that God has planned and predestined our salvation from before the foundation of the world, that our salvation is not God's hobby or sidelight. It is, in fact, the only thing that He is concerned about, overarching all of creation to secure for us salvation in His Son, Jesus Christ. It tells us we were predestined in Christ. We were chosen in Christ, elected in Christ, and then saved in Christ. What should this tell us? It should tell us that if you want to know about predestination, you look to Christ. Not to God's eternal decree from before the foundation of the world, but to Christ. Where do you find Him? For you, most certainly for your salvation, where God did what He promised and planned to do from all eternity for you, there at the cross. So we view our predestination through Jesus' suffering and death for us, through Jesus' saving work, and then we can, as Pastor Park so well said, look back upon that eternal decree before the foundation of the world and see that what God planned and predestined, He actually accomplished in the suffering and death of Jesus Christ for us. Then, in spite of all that is taught among Christians to the contrary, then God's eternal decree doesn't become some gigantic question mark, or, worse yet, some worry for us each and every day. Was I predestined? Was I elected? No. Then God's eternal decree becomes simply another promise which Christ has kept for us in His perfect life, death, and resurrection. And our assurance lies in Christ and what He has done for us then and now. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.